Welcome to the Art of Marketing podcast with Devin Grillo. Super glad to have you here today. And the question we're really looking to answer is, how do I grow my business? How do I grow my personal brand? And the answer is marketing.
How's it going, everybody? I just wanted to go live and talk a little bit about just some thoughts as far as how you can keep your business top of mind. And so I'm going to go ahead and wait. I'm on Instagram here and Facebook Live here. So I just want to wait a second until we get some people that are joining. Looks like there are some people joining. So I'm going to go ahead and just dive right in. So this really is for any business owner. It doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur, if you're new to business, or if you've been in business for a while now. This concept can really apply to anybody, right? So the idea is that we know that there are so many people online. The fact that you're watching this video right now on social media says that the majority of society is online, 90%, okay? So 90% of society is online. We know that we need to be online. The fact that you're here says that there's a need for this, right? And so your business needs to be here too. And a lot of people get flustered and they're like, I don't really know where to start. I don't know what should I be posting about my business. What do I do, right? And so that's the big kind of mystery is, what do I do as far as marketing my business online? Because we, deep down when you think about it, you know that your business needs to be online. Everybody knows it because everybody's attention is online. When you think about it, if you realize how many people's attention is online versus how many people are looking at a newspaper ad that you might run for your business, there's just a massive need for marketing your business online. There's not a doubt about that. So I think that's something that we can all agree on, right? Is that there's this need for marketing your business online. And if you're able to do that effectively, it's going to end up really bringing a good ROI. Because, I mean, you can go and you can put an ad in the newspaper, right? And that's great. That's a good start. I'm not saying don't do that. I'm saying that that's not where people's attention is at. And so if you can redirect your marketing budget, and the experts recommend that you should put 10% of your gross revenue into marketing. So you take that 10% and you put it into digital marketing, right? And now you're able to very hyper-target specific people. So you're no longer just throwing a newspaper ad out there and hoping that somebody, your ideal customer, might see it, right? You're actually able to go onto social media and specifically target exactly who you want to target through Facebook ads, through Instagram ads, through Google ads. So these ad platforms allow you to hyper-target people. You're a real estate agent, you can target very specifically people who are interested in buying a home, people who have been on Zillow recently. Specific income levels. It's like you can very hyper target people using social media, which is really cool. You've never been able to do that before. And now these platforms are free to use, right? So you're able to do that. And then, so let's get down to it. So how do you actually keep your business top of mind? How do people remember who you are, right? So my number one recommendation is just consistency. I mean, if you post one time to your business Facebook page, that's great. Okay, you post it one time, but then think about it. After that, people see it. People forget fast, right? You know that. Everybody knows that. I think it was said that the attention span of a person today is 6 seconds, less than a goldfish, right? So if you post that, people are going to forget. It's the consistency that keeps you top of mind, keeps your business top of mind, right? So you post once, and then you've got to post again the next day and the next day. And you've got to be consistent with that. And that's where people struggle with. It's tough to be consistent and know, this is like, what do I post, right? So people struggle with that, and I understand. And so I run my marketing agency solely to help people with that, right? Because people just, it's hard to come up with content every single day. And I'll give you a few tips and some different things that you can actually use as far as what you can post. So the first thing that you can do is you can post articles, right? So you can just go on a blog site like medium.com or any blog site, and you can Google, you can look up like relevant articles that apply to your business, right? So you can do that, and then those people will actually, you can take that article, copy the link, and paste it to your Facebook page. So that's a great start, right? So now you're starting to position yourself as the expert in your industry. So people now go to your Facebook page and it's like, wow, this person, this business has provided a lot of content on the subject. If you're a mechanic, wow, look at, there's a lot of resources here for mechanical stuff, right? And you can do that. And so you can do that for articles. So that's the first thing. Go on a blog site, get some articles, repurpose that content and post it onto your Facebook page or your social media channel for your business, because you're allowed to do that, by the way. Social media is fair game. You can repurpose content. You're just not allowed to say that it's explicitly mine or claim that it's yours if it's really not, right? So do that first. You're allowed to repurpose other people's blog articles and stuff like that. It makes you look like the expert in your specific niche. And then you can go, and the second thing I would do is find quotes. People like quotes, right? You see, you go through Facebook, you go through Instagram, you see lots of these quote images, and it's heartwarming, whatever you want. If it's motivational or inspirational or just relevant to your business, you can take those, post it on there. Now you're giving somebody up like a little more content. You're keeping your business out there, right? And so the more you do this, the more people are going to see your business online, right? So it's like every time people, like we said before earlier, 90% of small businesses, 90% of society is online. So they're logging into Facebook, and hey, there's your business. Like, it's that consistency day in and day out. And you have to try to avoid just going in one day and posting 10 posts in one day to your Facebook page. You have to be just consistent, right? So that keeps you top of mind. And that top of mind is what gets loyalty in your customers and keeps customers coming back. So this really applies if you're a real estate agent, a mechanic, if you're a dentist, if you're whatever industry you're in. It's important to keep your business top of mind. And really, with social media being a great tool available right now, it's free too. It doesn't cost anything to use. Really, you could take the money, you would run a newspaper ad, because I know there's a lot of small businesses still doing that, and I'm not opposed to it, but I just think that you should take a smaller percentage of your budget and do newspaper ads, and then take a bigger percentage of your budget and focus on Facebook ads and stuff like that, because you're just able to get such a better ROI once you understand how to run these ads. And so I just wanted to do this live for you guys and see, like, just put it out there, give you a little tips, give you a few things that you can try to help keep your business top of mind. So make sure you're going and you're finding some blog articles, some quotes. And one other one that I think is good is just videos, YouTube videos. You can go find YouTube videos. They said that 70% of the internet, people that are consuming content on the internet, 70% is videos. So there's just a massive need for this internet content, and your business can fill that. And if you don't, your competition will, right? And so it's really a battle for people's attention. And so if you go out there and you do that, and you're able to get blog articles, you're able to get quotes, you're able to post videos, it just makes you the expert. It makes people, every time they log in, like I said, there you are. And if you're able to do that, people are going to start to come to your business because you're the expert. You're the one they're seeing over and over. And so it's just super important to do. And so I just wanted to do this live for you guys and give you something to think about, like, hey, I need to get on social media. I need to make sure my business is on social media, because it's just so important. And if you don't do it, you're missing out on a big opportunity, and you're literally leaving money on the table. So I hope that you guys can give that a little thought. And if you need any help or want somebody who can help you with this, taking your business online and building a brand and a company image online through social media, well, you can feel free to message me and I would be happy to help. So I hope that's valuable to you guys, and we will talk with you soon. See you guys.